Jorge Vallejo was a retired OBGYN. His son Carlos practiced internal medicine. The doctors were widely respected in the medical community in South Florida. Both men were hospitalized on Father's Day with COVID-19, and both have since died within weeks of one another. We spoke with Carlos's sons.
It must have been about like 12:30 in the morning. I take my grandfather to the hospital. I'll never forget. They tell us like, hey, have you guys checked his temperature? Because he has a bit of a fever. Once he said that, my heart kind of like sunk for a little bit. I figured, wow, he might have COVID. My name is Charles Vallejo. I am 26 years old. I am a 30-year medical student.
My name is Kevin Vallejo, Charlie's younger brother. I'm 23 years old. Currently in my first year of medical school in Miami. In our family, we have over 20 doctors just within our first cousins. There's 20 doctors.
Generations and generations of doctors. My great-grandfather is really the first one in the family to be a physician. So he was a doctor in Cuba. You know, my grandfather was in medical school. That's when Batista took over power in Cuba and they shut down the universities. So my grandfather and his brother had to move to Spain to continue their medical education. So he would always say that he has three medical diplomas. He has one from Cuba, one from Spain, and one from the U.S. So that was always like his little fun fact about him. He came here with nothing but the clothes on his back and whatever he could take with him in his pockets. So my grandfather, when he first got here, he just got any job in the hospital working as a janitor, whatever it took, just to get a position in the hospital while he tried to study English and take his medical boards. It took about 10 years and he finally ended up passing everything. And him and his brother both became accredited doctors here in the U.S. My grandfather was an OBGYN, practiced down here for over 45 years in the Miami community. He saw people from all walks of life. He saw poor Cuban immigrants, famous celebrities. And yeah, he was just revered in the community. He's delivered thousands of babies over the years. Pretty incredible story. They did a quick test on him, and sure enough, he was COVID positive. So he gets admitted to the ICU. We come back home, and around 3:30 in the morning, I wake up hearing the sirens of an ambulance. Open my door, and I see my dad getting put onto a stretcher into the ambulance. So imagine, they're both admitted now to the hospital on Father's Day within 3 hours of each other. Fast forward 6 days later, the following Saturday, June 27th, my grandfather passes from COVID. You know, survived leaving communist Cuba, had survived a previous heart attack when he was younger, and this is what took him to coronavirus. So that was a huge shock for all of us. As you can imagine, my dad is very close to my grandfather. We had to break the news to him. It was pretty heartbreaking having him tell him that over FaceTime. So imagine he's crying in a room by himself. He just lost his father and he's not having any human contact. He's surrounded by machines. So I think that kind of like broke him in a way. After that, I think my father's health just started deteriorating a little more and more every day. So he actually lasted 3 weeks without a ventilator. On July 11th, he called us saying that he felt too short of breath, that he had to be put on the vent. So that's actually the last time we ever spoke to him, July 11th. August 1st is when he passed from COVID.
This is Kevin talking now. I was supposed to start school on August 3rd. Yeah, it's been tough. I thought this was going to be like a, you know, an exciting time in my life, starting my own path towards becoming a physician, but it's been the worst 2 months I've ever experienced. I think now my driving force is just to live up to my dad's legacy and carry on the tradition of Dr. Vallejo down here in South Florida. You know, it's a name that the patients trust. They know our family would always put patients before our own lives. It was like the best dad I could have ever hoped for.
Kevin Vallejo and his brother Charlie recalling their late father and grandfather who both died from COVID-19.